The wolves led us from the mountains to an enormous subterranean before-time pipe they called the Grog, which would enable us to pass safely beneath an expanse of virulently tainted blacklands lying across the way we must go. Maddeningly, I could not recollect why we had needed to go beyond the blacklands, nor could I recall what happened after we had entered the Grog. I strove fiercely to remember, and was rewarded with a flashing vision of Gavin staring fixedly upward, his filthy face lit by a greenish-yellow glow. But before I could try to widen the memory, the Chuman loosened the restraining band about my forehead, breaking my concentration.
Where are my companions?
I croaked after he had trickled more water into my mouth.
They have been resurrected, he answered, as the band again tightened about my head.
The words froze my heart, because the Herder faction used that term to describe a person who, having confessed and repented their wickedness, was burned at the stake. I started keeping a diary in the third grade and, in solidarity with Anne Frank, I named it and personified it and made it my confidant. Writing is communicating with an unknown intimate who is always available, the way the faithful can turn to God. My line notebooks were the only place I could say as much as I wanted whenever I wanted. To this day, I feel comforted and relieved of loneliness, no matter how foreign my surroundings, if I have a pad and a pen. Writing was the solution to every problem, financial, emotional, intellectual. It had kept me company when I was a lonely child. It gave me an excuse to go places I would otherwise be unlikely to venture. It satisfied the edict my mother had issued many times throughout my life. You have to make your own living. You never want to be dependent on a man. And it made me feel good, like there was a reason for me,